From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The presidential campaign has grown increasingly nasty, but today the candidates took a break from partisan politics. Barack Obama and John McCain promised they would not campaign today, the seventh anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And the two men appeared together at Ground Zero to pay their respects. But as NPR's Robert Smith reports, each candidate tried to use the day to his advantage.
The morning belonged to the families of the victims of 9/11. The names of those killed at the World Trade Center attacks were read out one by one. The ceremony paused at the moments when the planes hit the towers. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg specifically asked McCain and Obama to skip this morning service. He said it would have turned a somber memorial into a media event. Instead, the two came to Ground Zero this afternoon. John McCain and Barack Obama walked side by side into the construction pit along a ramp lined with flags. The candidates didn't speak publicly, but they chatted with each other and shook the hands of first responders. You couldn't ask for a more respectful photo op. But before they arrived at Ground Zero, each candidate did dabble in a little politics. John McCain spoke in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, about the passengers of Flight 93, and he used the opportunity to make allusions to his own heroism in the military.
I've had the great honor and privilege to witness great courage and sacrifice for America's sake, but none greater than the sacrifice of those good people who grasped the gravity of the moment, understood the threat, and decided to fight back at the cost of their lives.
Barack Obama released a statement today that also praised the heroes of 9/11, but he did something that McCain didn't. He reminded voters that the terrorists responsible are still at large. Last night, he drove the point home on The Late Show with David Letterman.
The big difference between myself and George Bush, I think, would have been to stay focused on Afghanistan, not get distracted by Iraq. I think we would have tamped down al-Qaeda. We could have, if not captured or killed bin Laden, at least made sure that they weren't setting up the kind of base camps that had now reconstituted themselves.
Candidates have learned to be subtle about how they talk about 9/11 and how they use Ground Zero. But politics has been intertwined with the place since the attacks. When George Bush grabbed that megaphone on the smoldering pile at Ground Zero, he also grabbed the defining moment for his reelection.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
But when Mr. Bush tried to use images of rescue workers at Ground Zero in his 2004 political ads, there was a huge outcry. In that election year, neither George Bush nor John Kerry attended the memorial services at Ground Zero. Even though the election was centered around national security and the Republican convention was held in New York, an appearance at the site of the attacks seemed too crass. Now, 4 years later, that taboo is gone. New York Senator Hillary Clinton was the first presidential candidate this cycle to air an ad featuring 9/11.
She stood by Ground Zero workers who sacrificed their health after so many sacrificed their lives and kept standing till this administration took action.
And former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani based a whole campaign on his actions that day. This morning at Ground Zero, family members of the victims seemed just fine with McCain's and Obama's appearance at the site. But Jim Samuel, who lost his son on 9/11, says we shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking it's an altruistic act.
They're not coming, you know, just because they want to. In a way, they're coming here, yeah, to make a show, and it's going to look nice, you know, for the political campaign and all that.
Does that offend you in any way?
Not really, no.
As another family member told me, at least having the candidates at Ground Zero will remind them what's really important in this campaign, keeping the country safe. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.